Near FM.
Strings and Things are a four-piece, high-energy, contemporary, folk, traditional roots band from Thurles in Tipperary. And I'm going to be speaking to their lead singer, James O'Mara, shortly. But before that, I'm going to play their first single from their upcoming album, which they've just released, they're going to release now on the 18th of June. The album is called The Unsolicited Dance, and this was their first single from that, and it's called Jig Time. Listen to this. Jig there. That was brilliant. That's Jig Time by Strings and Things. And as I say, I'm delighted now to be joined by James O'Mara, who is the lead singer, the lead vocals in the band. Hello, James. How are you?
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
I'm very good, very good. And delighted now to have you on after trying for quite some time to get this sorted. But we have eventually got you on just prior to the release of your new album, The Unsolicited Dance, which is coming out now on the 18th of this month. Isn't that right?
That's correct, yeah.
Yes. And that song that I played there, that was Jig Time, which was the first single from that album, but you have a new single coming out, which I will play at the end of the interview here now with you. But going back to that song, that was actually originally a poem that was written by the mother of one of your band members, Sean Mongey.
Yeah.
So Ethel, his mum, wrote a poem called Jig Time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then asked you to put music to it.
Pretty much, yeah. She a couple of years ago now, she just gave us the lyrics. She said to us that she'd love if we could do something with that. And I've seen one of the one or two of the other other lyrics that she's written, and she's very good songwriter, very good poet. So it sang well together, Jig Time. So it came out pretty well. Now I'm pretty happy with it now.
Oh yeah, it's really, really good. I like it. Now, that was recorded while you were on a 9-month residency as a house band at Raglan Road. And then you'd be wondering, Raglan Road, that sounds real Irish, but it's actually an Irish entertainment bar in Disney World, Orlando, Florida. So how did you manage to get out there? Was it that lovely Pauline McDermott who's promoting you? How did you get out there?
Well, when we first met Pauline in, I think, February 2018, the first thing she said to us that there was a slot going, I suppose, in Raglan Road, and she put us on to a man called David Hayes, who I suppose is a scout for new bands, new Irish dancers for the pub, and we met him, and it all kind of fell into place. And in the summer of 2018, we went for 4 months from May to September. And then June, 2 years ago now, 2019, we went again for what was supposed to be a year, but we did 9 months. We came home in March when the pandemic started. We did 9 months out there, and we managed to record the whole album out there the last time. So in a bedroom as well.
I thought you were in some swanky studio out there or whatever, but in a bedroom you recorded it. My goodness.
In the bedroom in the house that we lived in, yeah. Because our bass player, Owen Salmon, he's a sound engineer, so he knew how to do all of that. And we invested in some better quality microphones, and off we went. We just did it in the bedroom and made a makeshift vocal booth and a walk-in wardrobe, and it was very simple, but we did it.
Wow, fantastic. And so who are the other members and your lead vocals, and do you play another instrument, or what do you do? And then tell us about the other guys.
Yeah, well, I'm the lead singer and guitarist, and Sean plays the banjo, the whistles and the mandolin, and he will do some backing vocals as well. Owen Salmon on the bass, and Owen Shelley on percussion and vocals as well.
Right, very good. And now I read that you all come from different musical backgrounds, trad, rock pop, heavy rock even, and indie. So that's why there's such a mishmash of different sounds, is it?
Yeah, I suppose when the album comes out, I think everyone will get a bit more of a picture of what that means, I suppose. But yeah, like I'd be a heavy rock metal person at heart, I suppose. But you know, I love folk and trad and indie music as well. But yeah, Sean would be a more of a trad person, and on Shelley more of an indie folk type person, and on Salmon, you know, funk and blues and rock and whatever. And you know, so there's a good mix of everything there.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. Yeah, because it's definitely from listening to some of your tracks on YouTube, you know, your older stuff and not from this album, there's such a mixture. It's not the ordinary traditional, it's not just folk. There you can definitely see that there's different influences there, which is great. Now tell us about this new single that you're bringing out. This is What If. So tell us, what's it about?
What If is just, when Shelley wrote the lyrics, I suppose from my point of view, it's just pondering life's questions. It's basically what it is. It says on the tin, you know what I mean? What if he had the lyrics, and myself and John, this was before Owen joined the band, but Owen Salmon joined the band, but eventually all four of us put our kind of stamp on it and made a pretty short, interesting song, I think. But yeah, it's just basically about, you know, what if scenarios, what if questions, and questioning things, you know what I mean? Yeah. So.
And yeah. These songs were, if you say you recorded it then last year, so it was post-pandemic, because I was thinking it sounded like that you were in the middle of lockdown writing these, you know, lyrics.
No.
Yeah.
Well, look, a lot of the songs were, a lot of the songs had begun life a couple of years ago. It was only when we got to Florida that everything was put into a basket and, you know, and properly worked on and properly recorded. So yeah, it was, I would say the album was about 95% finished pre-pandemic. And when we came home and after the first lockdown was slightly lifted, we worked on a few other bits and pieces, and we had it mastered and made. So that was summer last year when it was actually finished.
And now, I take it, do you have other work? Do the four of you work elsewhere? Because during lockdown, you haven't been able to gig or do anything, or have you been solely? You're putting this is your career now.
Yeah, we've had to find things to do, all right, because as you said, there are no gigs. Definitely have to find other things to do. But at the same time, we still have bits and pieces that hopefully we can put onto possible album number 3. Do you know what I mean? So we're still working away, and we have been more so definitely over the last 5-6 months. Anyway, we've started to get back on the bandwagon a small bit more.
And now that things are opening up, are you in line for any upcoming gigs when things are starting to open up now?
Well, we're trying to make plans. We're trying to get ourselves onto things. Nothing confirmed yet, but I do have a feeling that live music here, for some reason, I have a feeling that it may not come back as quick as it might do in other places. So we're hopefully trying to see if I don't know, the US, the UK, maybe we see what happens there as goes gigs, and you know, yes, it'd be a great opportunity to, you know, to travel again, because since March last year, I've been nowhere. Do you know what I mean? So.
We're all dying to travel somewhere. So, yes, you may even get around Europe. A lot of European countries may open up before here with gigs and things. They're even doing tester gigs at the moment elsewhere. So hopefully things continue to go from strength to strength. I wish you all the best of luck. Thank you so much for taking this call. Wish you the best of luck with the unsolicited dance. Where can people get it?
Well, we have physical copies. You can contact us. Spotify, YouTube Music, Apple Music, most of the streaming services, really.
And physical copies, that's nice. Is it a CD or vinyl?
We have CD. We wanted vinyl, but we wanted some vinyl, not like loads, but we figured out it was going to cost a bit too much to get loads of it. And we couldn't just buy four for ourselves. But CD, yeah, CD.
Great, great. Right, well, I'll play some more stuff. Please send in, when the album comes out, send in more tracks. And the presenters here, we always try to keep local and play as much Irish as we can. So myself and the other presenters will play some of your stuff. And I'm going to leave off with this. I'm going to play us out with What If by Strings and Things. Thank you so much, James, for
taking the call. Thank you very much.
Not at all. Take care. God bless.
Be good. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What if the world were flat? We fall off the side. What if the stars don't shine? No shining lights to guide.